We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, motivated viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlondelSat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor.
In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company.
In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Unidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos.
Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal,
Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Patán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris.
In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khurtur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the founder of the Afghan Institute of Learning is honored with a Social Entrepreneurship Award. In health news, Argentina inaugurates a campaign to protect the rights of premature babies. In humanitarian news, a Mexican hospital provides care for all citizens. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 30th, acclaimed French social anthropologist Mr. Claude Lévi-Strauss is respectfully remembered. Born in Brussels, Belgium in 1908, he passed away on this date in 2009. Mr. Lévi-Strauss is recognized by many as the father of modern anthropology. Among his most famous publications are A World on the Wane and his four-volume Mythologique. For his outstanding contributions, he was appointed to France's National Order of the Legion of Honor in 1964. In 1967, he received the Gold Medal from the National Center of Scientific Research, which is the highest French science award. May Mr. Claude Lévi-Strauss's profound legacy of appreciating the beauty of our human diversity, as well as our fundamental similarities, continue to be appreciated by present and future generations.
Fly-in news. Twin volcanoes erupt in Russia's Far East. On Thursday, October 28th, both the Klyuchevskaya Skopka and the Shevelich volcanoes erupted on Kamchatka Peninsula, causing diversion of flights and covering the surrounding region in ash. The Klyuchevskaya volcano had already spewed columns of smoke and debris to heights of 10 kilometers that spread 1,200 kilometers into the Pacific Ocean when the Shevelich volcano also erupted for the next 6 hours with streams of molten lava that poured down its slopes. As area communities had been forewarned of the volcanic activity, schools and many businesses were closed. Nearby Ust, Kamchatsk, and other towns were covered in thick layers of ash, reducing visibility to just a few meters. Though local officials said residents faced no major health threats, people were urged to stay inside with doors and windows tightly closed. Our appreciation, Russian officials and personnel working to ensure the safety of the region's people. May such potentially harmful events be eased as we strive for gentler lifestyles on our shared planetary abode.
Earthquakes shake Pakistan, India, and Papua New Guinea. On Thursday, October 28th, a magnitude 5.7 quake caused minor injury to five children in Pakistan's Shab Kadar district when the roof of their classroom collapsed. Centered about 280 kilometers northwest of Peshawar, the tremors were widely felt in the nation's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province and the capital Islamabad, as well as India's Kashmir Valley, causing residents to run in fear from homes and buildings. Also that day, an earthquake measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale rattled Papua New Guinea's New Ireland region, 222 kilometers from Rabaul Township. We are grateful for the general safety of the quake-shaken residents as we send our prayers for the smooth recovery of the injured students and that such disturbing events may soon be a thing of the past as humanity's kinder regard for fellow brethren and the ecosphere helps restore the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Nations panel votes in favor of nuclear non-proliferation resolution. At a United Nations General Assembly meeting on Tuesday, October 26, a proposal initiated by member state Japan and submitted each year since 1994 was co-sponsored this year by a record number of countries, including the United States.
In a vote held during the meeting, 154 nations supported the nuclear disarmament resolution, which commits to the complete elimination of nuclear arms across the globe. Speaking to the press, Japan's permanent representative to the Conference on Disarmament, Akio Suda, conveyed his nation's hope that the resolution's adoption will help speed the pace of nuclear disarmament throughout the international community.
Bravo and our earnest thanks, Representative Akio Suda, Japan, supporting member states of the United Nations and all who are working to create a world free of nuclear weapons. May the day soon arrive when all co-inhabitants enjoy the shared goal of a safe and peaceful world.
Little Dreams Foundation holds 10th Anniversary Gala Event. The charity recently celebrated a decade of service to children with a beautiful gala concert held at the Théâtre de Le Mans in Geneva, Switzerland. Little Dreams Foundation was conceived and launched by Oscar, Golden Globe, and multi-Grammy award-winning British musician and producer Phil Collins and his former wife, Oriane Seavey, with a goal of helping youth worldwide through sports and the arts.
We thought up this idea of a foundation that could actually help kids, you know, between the very young to the age of about 18. If they had dreams, if they had ideas, you know, sometimes people are very talented, but they don't have the money, the finance to to go to lessons, to go to be coached.
Since its initiation, Little Dreams Foundation has assisted over 250 children across the globe in transforming dreams into reality by offering first-class coaching and lessons in fields spanning music, sports, dance, arts, and literature. The 10th anniversary celebration featured an exciting concert with Phil Collins performing, joined by many other acclaimed stars, including Canadian Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Bryan Adams, Senegalese singer Youssou N'Dour, and Italian singer-songwriter Lara Pacini. Among the concert highlights were the professional and inspiring performances of four Little Dreams Foundation's young prodigies.
There's a girl we have tonight, Lika, from the Philippines. She's 13. She came to us when she was 8. And she's now got number one albums all over the Asia, you know. So it's not always like that, but it's nice when it is. Begging for forgiveness, begging for me. To let them know that this is possible for them, you know, that's the big thing.
We join in applause Mr. Phil Collins, Miss Oriane Seavey, and all contributors to Little Dreams Foundation, and heaven bless your 10 years of bringing hope and encouragement to young lives. May your shining star continue to illuminate the talents of the next generation to blossom in gifts of beauty that inspire us all.
Eritrean journalist honored with Press Freedom Award. The Golden Pen of Freedom Award for 2011 has been bestowed by the World Association of Newspapers and News Publishers, or WAN-IFRA, to Eritrean-born Dewitt Isaac, the founder of the nation's first independent newspaper, who has been detained since September 2001 for publishing letters that appealed for democratic reforms.
In recognizing Mr. Isaac's exceptional contributions, the WAN-IFRA awards panel stated, "Mr. Isaac has faced enormous hardships, yet his commitment to press freedom and human rights has never diminished. Mr. Isaac serves as an inspiration to press people everywhere."
We too are touched, Mr. Dewitt Isaac, and congratulate your deserved distinction as well as your bravery and commitment to constructive change in society. Our prayers for your well-being and that of all fellow media members as you so nobly strive to share accurate and timely information with the public.
North Korean leader's son conveys concern for the nation's people. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il's son, General Kim Jong-un, recently highlighted the importance of providing food over weapons and military defense. He also emphasized North Korea's economic recovery as key to improving the livelihoods of the people. "Our respectful appreciation, General Kim Jong-un, for prioritizing harmonious development for the benefit of fellow citizens. May such uplifting goals be realized as we pray for your beautiful nation and her people's abundant well-being, stability, and peace."
Save our planet. Food production methods could have immense biodiversity effect. As world governments convened for the COP10 conference in Japan to solve the complex issue of biodiversity loss, scientists affiliated with the World Resources Institute, or WRI, submitted an article describing the devastating environmental impacts of current food production methods. WRI Vice President for Science and Research, Janet Ranganathan, and former WRI Fellow Francis Irwin highlighted the need to achieve sustainable food security before ecosystems are irreversibly damaged.
For instance, the climate-regulating Amazon rainforest, already one-fifth less its original size, has been collapsing primarily due to livestock grazing and growing feed crops. The researchers wrote, "Delegates should turn their attention to the root cause of the problem, the ways in which we meet our need for food. Food supply is a leading factor in the five principal pressures causing biodiversity loss. While producing food relies on harvesting nature's bounty, food production often degrades the very ecosystems it depends on." The study went on to suggest key holistic strategies, including restoring degraded lands into forests and promoting the use of vegetable proteins to replace meat.
Experts during the United Nations Biodiversity Conference also confirmed the importance of changing both food production and consumption patterns as main ways to protect ecosystems.
Today, something like 25% of all land is in some form or the other used for cattle and for meat food. So if we could somehow think of more efficient ways of making use of the same land, I think that would be a huge favor that we do ourselves. So we should reduce our meat consumption, in my opinion, as well.
Not only land, but also oceans and other waterways could be protected from the damaging pollution of chemicals, pesticides, and animal waste by turning to organic growing practices and eliminating meat production.
The pollution problem is very strongly related to agricultural practices which produce much of the especially nitrogen, phosphorus, pesticides, and herbicides that enter the coastal waters and cause a lot of damage to marine ecosystems in general. One of the most important ways of dealing with that is changing the way that we do agriculture. Organic farming has some very important advantages, and that's especially the getting rid of pesticides and herbicides, and that is extremely important for the quality of the soils and also water quality. That also has to do with the amount of meat that we produce. Meat production actually increases the amount of plants that we have to grow, and it also creates a lot of animal wastes that are part of the problem of that nutrient pollution. So those are two important things that we can do.
Our appreciation, World Resources Institute and other international experts for highlighting food production methods and their effects on our ecosphere. Let us act now to reduce impact and save lives by adopting sustainable, organic, plant-based fare.
As during a July 2008 video conference in the U.S., Supreme Master Ching Hai has long advocated the shift away from livestock production and meat consumption to ensure a stable food supply and a restored planet.
We can help to better prepare for the future food crisis. It's not future, it's already there, but we can help to minimize it or cap it by helping the developed nations to understand that vegetarian diet is the cure for food shortage. This is a life and death matter for everybody. It's not a personal choice. And we are eating meat, eating up the whole planet, eating up half of the food supply, and let other people hungry. If people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is respecting our lives, then we will beget life and our lives will be spared. And nature will restore the balance and repair our damages. But people have to realize this and they have to know it's urgent and they have to cooperate. The more vegan people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
Save our planet. Scotland's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, in the UK reports this year as the worst on record for the families of seabird colonies such as the Arctic tern, with 700 who did not produce a single chick, a change that is attributed to the effects of global warming.
Save our planet. Indonesia's Lake Limboto in Gorontalo province, once considered a symbol of peace by the region's ancient kings, is noted to have shrunk since 1932 to less than one-third of its former area, and a tenth of its previous depth due to tributary rivers drying up.
Save our planet. In a luncheon sponsored by the UN Foundation and other global environmental groups, hosted by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Congressional Caucus for Women's Issues, six women from around the world are honored for their work in changing communities by raising fellow citizens' eco-awareness.
I'm Camelot the Camel, and I'm following a compassionate diet
without any animal products. Here's a tip of the day about a root vegetable that is a good source of fiber with lots of vitamin C, potassium, and manganese. Depending on where you live, you may know it as a swede, rutabaga, or swede turnip. A mature swede will be about 4 to 6 inches in diameter and have a firm, smooth skin. This versatile food can be served in casseroles, soups, or raw in salads. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, an Afghan non-governmental organization founder is honored with the Asia Social Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Dr. Sakina Yaqubi has received the Schwab Foundation for Social Entrepreneurship Award in recognition of the far-reaching work of the Afghan Institute of Learning, or AIL, which she founded in 1995. The nonprofit has assisted more than 3.5 million women and children across Afghanistan since its establishment. AIL operates rural health clinics and provides primary, secondary, and university education, as well as teacher training. Congratulations, Dr. Sakina Yaqubi, on your well-deserved recognition. May the beneficent Allah bless you in continuing to assist many precious Afghan citizens to greet bright futures on a sustainable earth.
In health news, Argentina launches Preemie Week. The United Nations Children's Fund coordinated the campaign to bring attention to the rights of those children that are born before the 37th week of the mother's pregnancy. Though the youngsters may initially face physical or mental challenges, these often can be overcome with the proper care. The endeavor also highlighted the importance of adequate medical attention for both the expectant mothers and babies in enhancing the survival rates and health of the preterm infants. Kudos Argentina and the United Nations Children's Fund on this important collaboration. May all children receive the best of love and necessary support to flourish in health and happiness with God's abundant blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a hospital in Mexico serves all regardless of their financial abilities. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. Please stay tuned for more leading news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a visionary world. In humanitarian news, a Mexican hospital provides care for all citizens. The Hospital de la Familia in Juarez was initiated by 74-year-old Mrs. Guadalupe Arispe de la Vega over 30 years ago. It offers routine and emergency services, as well as specialized surgery for children and adults. Approximately 900 patients a day are treated at the facility, regardless of their ability to pay. The medical facility is funded by a non-profit organization, FEMAP SADC, which was co-founded by Mrs. De La Vega. Our sincere gratitude, Mrs. Guadalupe Arispe De La Vega, and all involved with the Hospital de la Familia, for your generosity and kindness. May the patients be blessed with peace, happiness, and vibrant well-being. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mrs. De La Vega with the Shining World Compassion Award and $30,000 to further her noble work.
please join us for a joke told in Persian entitled Air Content.
معلم میپرسه بگو به غیر از اکسیژن چه چیزایی در هوا وجود داره؟ شاگرد جواب میده آقا اجازه کلاغ، مگس، پشه.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Earth Day 2010, the seven best ways to save the planet on planet Earth, our loving home.
Love and respect our Earth. Thank you for all the love and caring you share. Amy from Ireland.
Gentle Amy, thank you for your planet-protecting message. We pray that each global citizen transitions to the low-emissions plant-based diet so that we may preserve our treasured home and her cherished inhabitants. With Godspeed and all our love to you and the forward-thinking citizens of Ireland.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
We wish you grace-filled days of heavenly illumination.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The New York Public Library in the USA opens an exhibition featuring sacred texts from Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, highlighting their shared values and how they have inspired people's daily lives.
French Defense Minister Hervé Morin announces that troops stationed in Afghanistan will begin in 2011 to transfer control of certain districts to Afghan personnel, and that French troops could begin withdrawing then as well.
Following severe flooding and landslides in the wake of Tropical Storm Otto, U.S. President Barack Obama officially declares the affected region in Puerto Rico a major disaster area, opening the way for federal aid to help with recovery efforts.
A study by researchers from several countries throughout the world with more than 400,000 participants finds that drinking coffee or tea lowers the risk of certain brain cancers by more than a third.
To assist flood-affected residents, the Vietnam Journalists Association, along with Vietnam Television and Radio The Voice of Vietnam, send food, medicine, and water to be distributed throughout the provinces of Hue in Hà Tĩnh and Quang Binh in Ô Lạc or Vietnam.
The United States Agency International Development, or USAID, donates $100,000 to the Philippine Red Cross for emergency relief supplies such as non-food items and hygiene kits to send to more than 1,500 families affected by Typhoon Megi in the Philippine province of Isabela.
The UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, designates 80-year-old Senegalese Dudu Ndiaye Rose a living human treasure for his ability to announce through drumming rhythms more than 100 different occasions, from bushfires to marriage events.
Grenada's Prime Minister Tillman Thomas and his Antigua and Barbuda counterpart Baldwin Spencer discuss enhancing their nation's relations as well as strengthening integration within the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, or OECS.
Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Yukiya Amano, commends Russia's achievements in safely developing advanced nuclear technologies to help eliminate cancer and provide other medical benefits.
El Salvador's Vice President and Minister of Education, Salvador Sanchez Seren, announces a $55.2 million plan to improve more than 2,500 public schools, along with providing free uniforms and school supplies to their students.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.